Good morning. We're learning the halachas of tzitzis, chayadim klal yad aleph. We're learning in simon yad gimel. Simon yad gimel and yad aleph deal with the halachas of lishma, and it comes up again later on in simon lamed aleph, and touches on in the simon lamed as well. So the halacha, there's a halacha that when you make the tzitzis, they have to be done lishma. The question is, how much has to be done lishma, and whether it's makabidi ever or not. So, Sif Simon Yud Gimel, Chutim Shal Tzitzit Tzarek Shiyu Nitvin Lishmon, you have to make the threads which are used in making the tzitzis, you have to make them with the intent to use them for the purpose of tzitzis. Which means, Shiyar Mevetchil Tavoy, Shun Tava Vishem Mitzvahs, Vishem Tzitzis. That he has to speak out, he has to actually verbalize it. It's not enough to have makshava. Makshava is questionable whether it works. The person has to actually verbalize that when he's spinning the thread, that he's doing it for the purpose of tzitzis. V'im l'tav l'shmon is psulim. If he did not do the tevi'ah l'shmon, if he did not make the fibers of wool into thread, the shame tzitzis, this is not a kosher tzitzis. You have to make it for yourself. When you make them, when you're making the gedilim, you have to make them for your. You have to make them for yourself for the purpose of using them for tzitzis. So that process starts during the spinning process when you're taking fibers and making them into thread. So if it's lacking, it's not a kosher tzitzis. We have a definition of what tzitzis are, and you are not meeting the criteria of tzitzis. If it's one, nachri is possible. If a goy did it, it's possible. If he doesn't have a Jew available, so it's a shasat chak, and he's not able to do it himself. Shemel nachri sheitzul chutim l'shem tzitzis. Yisrael Messiah gam came ksas betviya, we gam yamel etzlo etzolat tviya bechav on the shame tzitzis. So if you tell the guy to do it for the purpose of making this thread for tzitzis, and the Jew is involved in the process a little bit also, and he's there while the guy is spinning, and he's bechav on the shame tzitzis, so you combine all that. So then b'shas atchak, even though the guy is doing the work, since the Jew helped a little bit. Number one, and he told the guy to do it, the shame tzitzis, number two, and he's there, but when it happens, number three, even mechavim, the shame tzitzis, number four, so that bidi eved, a situation where you don't have a choice, you can rely on those tzitzis. But in generally, that's not the guy making thread, you cannot go just and use that thread for tzitzis. He didn't make the thread for the purpose of tzitzis. Well, okay. And look at the tzitzis mehanochri, shema hutovon, mekin hein chutim alma. I can't buy the tzitzis threads from a goy, because I don't know if he did it lishmor or not. Omotu lishlach tzitzis mufsakim mishazur mayadei nochri, kim shein on the henna bechalipin, omokim den on the henna lachashidin shiyasa lahakshol. That which we require, a seal, is not because we think the goy is going to go out spitefully to try and cause the Jew to do an avera. We're more concerned that the goy might see some reason why he thinks there's some benefit to him to switching it out. So we prevent that indication of benefit by putting a seal in it. But if the goy is not going to get any benefit by switching it out, there's no need to put a seal in it. So if I have tzitzis which are musakim, they're already cut up into the right length, and the shazurim, and they already have been twined together with other tzitzis to make a thicker ply. So the chayyadim says you're allowed to send it al yedei nachri. You're allowed to use a goy as a messenger. You're not afraid that maybe the goy will stop and switch out a different pair which are not lishmon to give to the Jew at the end. You're not chashish that because what benefit does he have out of it? Welcome to the end. And if he's not getting a benefit, then maybe he's just doing it just b'davka, despitefully cause a Jew to do an aveira, and not be yotzei mitzvah. We're not worried about that. Similarly, if you find tzitzis in the street and they look like they're ready to be used, we have to assume it's probably done by a Jew appropriately. And therefore, the Chayyadim passes that you can use those tzitzis for mitzvah purposes. Now, this is really a machlokes. Whether this is so or not. So, here the Chayyadim Shita is that you find tzitzis b'shuk, it's good. And that was actually the Shita of the Rambam. I'm sorry. The Rambam said that they're no good. And the Magen Mishnah and the Beis Yosef say that it is good. And the Gra says the Rambam is right. The Rambam, which we have this version, the Rambam says that's no good. That is you can't use the sisters which are Mosak and Bashuk. They're psulim. That is the correct psak, the Gra says. Not like the Chayyadim is saying that we're saying Sherim. Okay, let's look at, let's hold it here. Have a good morning.